Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to update two major road reconstruction projects in town and recap the latest Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's City Council meeting, maybe not a whole lot going on in the regular meeting, just a lot of zoning items and things of that nature. There were some administrative reports of interest, one of which with the Public Works Director, Denny Byard, about major road reconstruction projects, some of which are about to move on to different phases. And we'll start with Oskaloosa Street on the longest phase right now as work continues at that area near Hy-Vee and Midtown Tire. What is the latest with Oskaloosa Street heading into the fall?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And he said last night all the city departments provided updates to the city council. As far as our two major street projects that we have going on, let's talk about Oskaloosa Street first. And as you said, we're currently in the process of reconstructing Oskaloosa Street. Now, the general scope of the project extends from East 16th Street down to Prairie Street. It's about 7/8 of a mile. Very large project for us, involves complete street reconstruction as well as a number of utility improvements in this area. And as you said, the current phase is just east of East 10th and extends down to the Caldwell Park area. And that's the longest phase of the project. The good news is starting next week, we anticipate paving on that segment of the project, and we anticipate being able to start the last phase of Oskaloosa Street, which would extend down from the Caldwell Park area all the way down to Prairie Street. Now, with that, and assuming that we can keep the project on schedule, which it currently is, we're looking likely sometime at the end of October, early November, as far as ultimate completion for the project. So with that, I've been very thankful for the weather that we've had this year. It's been a very good year for street reconstruction, and that's been a key as far as keeping this project on schedule.
And then just to clarify, too, that next phase should move on sometime around Labor Day, early September. Is that about the plan right now?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. We believe that next phase, which is the last phase of the project, will extend somewhere about 5 to 6 weeks. And somewhere right around Labor Day, we should be able to officially transition over to the next phase of the project, and the last phase on Oskaloosa Street.
And then the other major road reconstruction of note is Washington Street, which has been closed in the same spot for the entire summer in that area just east of downtown, heading towards some of the schools right before it transitions into Vermeer Road. What are some of the latest things with Washington Street? I understand there was a lot of work city staff had to do with some flooding events that had happened over the summer, but it still sounds like that project overall is about on schedule.
Absolutely, Andrew. As you said, just to get the listeners up to speed, Washington Street, we're also in the process of reconstructing. That street extends from the project scope, extends from East First out to Hazel Street. And so far to date, we've been able to complete the paving on the project from Hazel down to East 3rd. Next week, we anticipate being able to pave from East 3rd down to East 2nd. So we're nearing completion on Washington Street as well. And as you said, along that street, it's important for the listeners to understand we had a couple of items that are going on with that particular project. First and foremost, there's a significant amount of underground work that is taking place in the replacement of water mains, sanitary sewer mains. In addition, we're also installing a good deal of additional storm sewer around that general area to address the flooding concerns that you had, or the water, stormwater concerns that you had mentioned as well. So we are in the process of installing additional stormwater sewer with that, which has caused for the lengthy project on it. But overall, again, we've been able to keep that project due to the summer weather this year and the lack of rain, relatively speaking, on it. We've been able to keep that project on schedule. And realistically, if we're able to continue our current schedule and keep on schedule, we're looking at somewhere right around the end of September for completion on that project as well.
And then moving back on to the regular council meeting, one of the items of note that people have noticed and we've talked to on our airwaves with David DeGrotenheis about is the expansion of Pella Christian Grade School, some of the renovations going on there. The city of Pella, of course, needed to address some zoning concerns with some of the properties that they had purchased. How did the city go about that? And ultimately, what's that going to help benefit Pella Christian Grade School?
Well, as you said, Andrew, we did have a rezoning application by Pella Christian Grade School, and these were for three properties that were very close in that almost the three properties that they were looking rezone. They had recently acquired and they were abutting to the existing Pella Christian Grade School. There are properties located on Liberty Street and Franklin Street. And specifically what the rezoning request for the city of Pella to consider was switching the zoning from, or moving the zoning from R2, which is basically single or two family housing, to institutional use, which would match the current school district's use. And these particular parcels, it's my understanding, it's about an acre of land that Pella Christian, between the three properties that they did purchase. And it's our understanding that they're going to use this to, as far as additional driveway and parking access for the new school addition for it. And so last night, the City Council did approve the rezoning change to the property as institutional. And at this point, Pella Christian can proceed with the next stage of the development process, which would be a site plan for the new school addition.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.